I believe it's just the wrong message to be sending out to business people, basically, at, you know, at this time of year, and basically, you know, the uncertainty that is out there in relation to sterling, in relation to the Brexit, and that the business people, you know, these are the people are the heartbeat of basically of our towns and our villages. These are the people that are basically paying all the time. These are the people that's basically keeping basically our local communities, our local towns, and everything moving, and that. And then basically, you know, we come along and basically ask them basically for another increase. And that, as you rightly said, and I basically just talk about our own premises, that basically we're probably, you know, one of the, our company is probably one of the largest ratepayers around Letterkenny. We're paying the region nearly up 200k. There's another 10,000 to us this year. That's the reality situation. And you have this now on top of basically, you know, insurance costs, you have water charges, you have light and heat, and not alone that, but the minimum wage goes up again in January. And that. So basically, you know, in times that basically, you know, when the sterling was never basically as low, I mean, at the moment, sterling's only 5%. This time last year, businesses will be getting about, or coming across the north, will get 45p in their pound. That's about 30% of a swing on the sterling. Then, you, and you know, everybody's well aware of the talks that's going on in relation to Brexit and that. I mean, there's just such a, you know, uncertainty out there at the moment. I mean, sales have been down, you know, and I've chatted to hoteliers, you know, publican restaurants, I mean, and that. These people are saying that basically, you know, sales have been down basically since August, and you can see a trend of that. So, I mean, I just think it was the wrong message at the wrong time to send out to business people.
Now, your party, Fianna Fáil, proposed that the money to make up the €1.5 million could be taken out of the reserve fund, but yourself and other councillors were told on Friday evening that there was no money in the local authority account. So, therefore, what was the solution?
Deputy Catherine, but I mean the reality of situation that, I mean, you know, and I would basically come from the old school of accountancy. You spend what you have, and that, and if you just look at basically just take a step back, I mean basically the budget in 2017 Donegal Gold County Council was 135 million. This year is 138 million, and that. Now also basically we as a party basically asked, you know, the directors of services, that mean, to take basically, you know, a look into their own departments and try and come up with a saving of 200k. Now in the figures that we're talking about, maybe these directors with a budget of over 30 million, 200k was only a little drop in the ocean. So don't tell me, you know, that basically 1.5 million couldn't be found in this level of a budget. I mean, basically, you know, if you really want to find cuts, you would find cuts. And I mean, I don't think, you know, the right thing was basically to go back to the business people. And the big thing we've got to look at here, rates of arrears, and that, I mean, is in the region of 15 million. If only 10% of that was collected, would make up the difference in that. So, I mean, there is solutions. There was different people. I mean, and again, we're going after the people that are paying all the time. And, you know, you look at basically, you know, the big companies around Letterkenny, around Donegal, or even down to Killybank, to the fishermen. I mean, these people is coming a serious hit of money to these businesses. I mean, even look at the small hairdressers, the small shops. Everybody's taken a hit. And I know basically they said that basically, you know, the small business grant was there. To me, that is only a massaging of the figures. Because the real situation, nobody is benefiting with a small business grant either. They're still paying more.